Hey, hey, my feel good friends, and welcome to the very first mini-sode of the Feel Good Social podcast. Oh man, I am so excited to start doing these. I've been mulling over mini-sodes for the past few months now, basically because I absolutely love interviewing people on the podcast. I think you know this already, how much I geek out when I get to interview awesome guests on the podcast. And I have so many amazing guests lined up for the next couple months, and I cannot wait to share them with you. But I do want to make sure that this podcast remains, you know, very social media focused, that I'm still sharing actionable tips often that you can take and apply to your businesses and see great results, right? And so I've decided to every once in a while, it might become a weekly thing, we'll see, create these mini episodes that are very, you know, quick, to the point, sharing actionable tips that you can take and apply today and very social media focused. So for today's very first mini-sode of the Feel Good Social podcast, I wanted to chat with you about Instagram Reels, okay? What the heck are they? Why you need to be using them right now? And also, I'm going to share a few just content creation ideas and dare you to create a reel this month. Doesn't that sound like fun? All right, let's get into it. Hey, friend, and welcome to the Feel Good Social Podcast. I'm your host, Kinsey, and I'm here to help you market your business in a genuine way that works without wasting your precious time. On this show, we chat about social media strategy and mindset tips with a focus on, you guessed it, feeling good. So sit back, relax, and enjoy some genuine conversation for the good of your biz. Have you been struggling to keep everything in your business organized? If so, that was me, my friend, and I feel your pain. When I started my business, I was investing in multiple softwares. I had to-do lists all over the place, and I really struggled to keep myself and my projects on task. And then I found HoneyBook. Literally, you can do all of the things with HoneyBook. It's what I use to organize my projects and to send out all of the proposals, contracts, invoices, all of the things. And it's just been such a lifesaver for me. So if you are feeling the pain of all of that, if you've been looking for a one-stop software that will help you do all of the back-end things for your business, I would love for you to check out HoneyBook. And guess what? I've been using it long enough that HoneyBook actually has sent me a discount code to share with you. If you go to feelgoodsocial.com/HoneyBook, then you can find out more about this amazing software that I use every day in my business, and you can grab 50% off your first year. You better bet that that's how I started using HoneyBook, and so I am so excited to share this discount with you. Just head to feelgoodsocial.com/HoneyBook. That's where you can sign up for your free trial of the software to see if it's right for you and grab 50% off your first year if you decide to sign up. How awesome is that? Just head to feelgoodsocial.com/HoneyBook for all the nerdy deets. All right, let's dive into the episode. All right, so what the heck am I talking about when I say Instagram Reels? Well, within the past few months, Instagram has rolled out a new feature, a new format of posting called Reels. Okay, these are quick videos that are usually educational or entertaining. They're super fun to create. They're fairly easy to create, and they are getting people amazing results. Now, Reels are very similar to TikTok, which is a platform that all the young kids use. I sound so old right now. So if you've been using TikTok, then you already know what I'm talking about. But if not, that's totally okay, my friend. Instagram Reels is kind of this new concept that Instagram is introducing, and they're still figuring it out. Instagram themselves is still fixing the bugs in this new feature, and most people on the Instagram platform are still figuring it out themselves. So don't feel like this is something that you're behind with, or don't feel like this is something that you can't tackle, okay? This is a new feature. We are all figuring it out together, let's be honest. And I fully believe in your ability to use Reels, and I fully believe that you should be using Reels, okay? Now, you might be asking, Kinsey, you just said that Instagram of Sales is still figuring this out. Why the heck should I be using Instagram Reels right now? Well, let me tell you, my friend. Every time Instagram introduces a new feature to their platform, this happened with IGTV, this happened with IG Lives, all those things, the platform actually prioritizes this new feature. So Instagram Reels are now showing up on the Explore page, the search feature of Instagram, in their own spot, you know, at the very top of the Explore page. And the algorithm is doing more to boost this new feature because it wants people to be excited about it, right? At the same time, not as many people are using this new feature because it's so new. Less users are posting to Reels than posting to the feed, to their stories, to IGTV, all of those things. And so not only is Instagram's algorithm boosting it, but less people are using it. So when you use Reels right now, you have an amazing opportunity to increase your visibility on the platform by like 1,000%. And I am not making that number up, my friend. Let me give you an example from my account. So every week I create kind of a video, an audiogram of my podcast episodes. It's uploaded to the platform as a video. And every week I get... you know, around 100 views or something. Not very impressive of these audiogram feed video posts. However, I have created a few reels for my account at this point, and every time I create a reel, I get 1,000% more views and my visibility is boosted so much more just because I uploaded the videos as a reel. When you create a reel right now, you are increasing your visibility by so, so much. And you have this amazing opportunity to reach more people, especially right now while this feature is so new. So that is one reason we need to be using reels. I actually have another fun example of this. I don't know, a few months ago, whenever the feature came out, I reached out to this woman, Sam, from Small Mighty Handmade on Instagram because I saw she created this awesome process video of her artwork. And I suggested that, hey, why don't you upload that video again next week as a reel? Because I've been seeing such amazing visibility results and I know that your views will increase. Well, guess what? This weekend, she messaged me a screenshot of her analytics and she was like, thank you so much for that tip. I'm so amazed by the difference in just uploading my videos as a reel. She went from like 60 views to like 2,000 views on her videos, which is just so awesome. So that's one of the reasons that you need to be using Reels right now, my friend. It is an amazing opportunity and it's fairly straightforward and easy to use. Now let's talk about how you should use them. I'm going to be honest, I am not going to go into the nitty-gritty details of exactly how you create a reel on this podcast. Like I said, Instagram is still figuring it out, still updating the new feature often. And so I don't want to say, click this button here, that button there, because probably by the time this podcast comes out, it will have changed, right? I am, however, thinking about creating a step-by-step Reels guide that I can update fairly easily. That's just a downloadable PDF, but I don't know if I want to add that to my to-do list quite yet. So if you are interested in a step-by-step Reels guide, reach out to me on Instagram at feelgoodsocial. Let me know that's something that you would like, and I will bump that up on my to-do list. Okay. But what I want to talk to you about right now is just kind of ideas for how you can create reels for your business that will be valuable and purposeful. So when it comes to creating reels, they are short videos. You want to keep them very minimal in a topic, right? One specific point you are trying to make. And also you want to make sure that you are giving some sort of value to your viewers. Now, the two different types of values I've seen people really using with Instagram Reels is educational content or entertaining and personal content. So for example, for Feel Good Social, I could create a reel with my top three tips for batch planning, right? And I could quickly just list them off in my reel, and that would be super valuable for my audience. And that would be a wonderful way to create an educational reel. However, I haven't done that quite yet. I'm more into the what I think are hilarious reels. I think I'm so funny. So I've been creating just kind of dorky reels that are super relatable to people and to the people that I'm trying to speak to. So I created this Diaries of an Entrepreneur reel where I was waking up in the morning looking like a crazy person. Let's be honest. My hair is all over the place. I'm still tired. I've got my glasses on and I take a sip of my cup of coffee. And all of a sudden in the video I created, I snap and it goes to me looking a little bit more professional and ready for the day because of my coffee. That was kind of a personal, relatable reel that I created to just give someone a little bit of humor in their day to think, oh my gosh, Kinsey feels that way. I feel that way too, right? That is one way to give value to your audience and to create a valuable reel. So when it comes to creating reels for your business, my friend, what I want you to do is think about what educational content could I create that is very, very minimal, right? We are looking for one specific topic once again. Or what personable, just funny content could I create that would speak directly to my ideal audience and make them know, like, and trust me more? Those are the two types of content that I want you to brainstorm when it comes to creating a reel for your business. And that is how I think you will see the most results. So what I want to end this episode with is daring you to create a reel this month for your brand, okay? I don't want you to just shrink away right now. I don't want you to think it's too scary or anything like that. Once again, we are all figuring this out, my friend. Okay, I'm right there with you, just trying to figure out how to use the stinking thing. So it's not that scary. If you want, I would love for you to reach out to me on Instagram at feelgoodsocial in the DMs and let me help you brainstorm ideas for reels for your business, okay? Reach out to me in the DMs. Let's brainstorm. I can send you screenshots for how to create a reel right then if you would like. Let's do this together. I dare you to just create one reel for your business and see how it performs, okay? This is the testing of things that we need to be doing on Instagram all the time. Create one reel, compare the views to a different video in your feed that you've created, and see how well it performs. Because this is going to be a game changer for you if you hop on board right now, my friend, I promise. I hope you liked this first mini-sode of the Feel Good Social podcast. I will be showing up for quick and actionable mini-sodes more often, I promise. I hope that you have a wonderful week and I will catch you next time I catch you. Thanks so much for listening, my friend. For show notes and a whole lot of other awesome freebies, visit feelgoodsocial.com. Simply go to feelgoodsocial.com for all the goods.